welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Mark Williams, founder and CEO of Pulsic. He has over 30 years of experience in the EDA industry and is one of the team that pioneered shape-based routing in the 1980s. Today, we're talking about leading-edge analog design. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Nice to be here. Nice to talk to you.
First, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came into EDA.
Okay, sure. I've been in the game a long time. So after leaving university, basically, I started working at a company called Rakel Redac in England. Now, Redac was actually one of the very early EDA companies, founded way back in 68, I think, something like that. So a long time ago. And they originally designed both hardware and software systems for board design PCBs, which were quite large back then. By the time I joined in 1987, then they were purely a software company, so had large software systems, again, for PCB design. But the key thing for me was that I was lucky enough to join into the routing technology group, which gave me a chance to work with the originators of the shape-based routing technology. So I really cut my teeth working with those guys. And it was this that really fired my appetite for CAD and design automation generally. I was at Redac for something like 12 and a half years. When I decided, and not just me, my team, we were doing a research team in Redac at the time, decided it was time to go out on our own. So that's when we started Pulsic at the very beginning of 2000.
Yeah, I started my EDA career in the early 80s as well. My first EDA experience was with GE Calma, back with the IC stuff. But I do know Rakel Redac. And so I do know Pulsic too. I mean, you guys have been going on for over 20 years now. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
It's been quite a journey, 20 years. We still call ourselves a startup, but whether that strictly applies, I guess, after 20 years, I'm not so sure. So when we started out, our initial game plan was to develop, naturally, a standalone shape-based routing technology that would sort of serve the spectrum of custom design. Of course it was routing, because that's what we cut our teeth on, that's what we knew. So we thought we could come to market with a standalone technology. We could address the spectrum of custom, as I said, so analog, custom digital, mixed signal. And we got our first product out after about 18 months. It was called Lyric at the time. And by then, we had learned that sort of the requirements for each of the areas of custom design provided quite a set of diverse challenges, especially the nuances of analog design with myriad of transistor level, base level rules and constraints, matching requirements compared to the custom digital market or mixed signal market. So we really focused on the custom digital side of things and indeed the mixed signal side as well, part of that being the digital custom side. And we had great success with this. Over the first few years, we garnered most memory customers. We're using Lyric at that time. So going forward, we decided to focus on that and really go more vertical in that space and deliver more of the flow. So we added planning and placement technologies, etc. And this has really sort of become our Unity platform as we know it today, which is now a full top-down planning and bottom-up implementation solution.
Yeah, I do remember the Lyric product. I saw it at memory companies, actually. I think you were fancied by the memory guys. Today you're going into analog, really. So how did you make the decision to get into analog with your new Animate platform?
Yeah, okay, very good question. As I said, with the Unity background, we originally thought we would take on the analog challenge as well for custom design, extending our Unity technology for that market, etc. But we really couldn't. We did some joint analog projects with Unity, working with other EDA companies, several over the course of time, in the area of analog automation. And this really confirmed our thinking, which was that to deliver an automated layout solution for analog, something that a seasoned analog designer would accept, and he would accept, just considering the general layout topology, let alone all the transistor level base rules and constraints, to achieve that would require a completely new approach. And we had some great ideas on how we could do this, but it certainly wasn't within the realms of Unity, which is a traditional geometric EDA type tool. So the thinking began and the initial work began more than 5 years ago now on what was to become Animate. But really it was those joint projects that we did working with Unity that really sort of fueled our interest in what we could do in analog and how we would do that. So that was the decision point to get into analog.
Well, I have a lot of respect for that. I've actually spent quite a bit of my career in analog as well. I worked with Berkeley Design Automation. Most of my experience is on the simulation side, but I spent quite a few years with BDA. I was the advisor to the CEO. I helped them with their foundry relationships. And, of course, being close to TSMC can certainly help you. I also worked with Solido Design. Both BDA and Solido were acquired by Mentor, actually. Yeah. But so I have a lot of experience in analog, and it is a huge challenge. So I have a lot of respect for what you're doing. But lots of people have tried automating analog layout before. I can think of probably four or five companies, but with very little success. So how is Pulsic's approach different?
Yeah. As I said in your previous question, we did look at Unity first coming into this, and the joint projects we did with other EDA companies that were looking to automate parts of the analog solution. We decided it wouldn't work. So this completely new approach is one that considers the entire circuit. It has to consider the entire circuit as one implementation problem. You wouldn't be able to develop a placement technology, for example, then try and route it as you can in other design types, so custom digital, for example, included. The results would simply be unacceptable at both of those levels and for many other reasons too. And this is where what we call our polymorphic technology, quite unique, that's within Animate. This is where this really comes in. It allows us to model the whole problem and many configurations of the problem at once. Before anything gets real in the physical space, these models then become crystallized through crystallization phase, producing multiple versions of full layouts for the entire circuit, each with different layout topologies and all DRC compliant and everything else. I really think it's, I'm sticking my neck out here, but I really think it's the coolest technology to come out of EDA for years. I really do.
Well, I might agree with that. Analog has changed quite a bit since when we first started with the handsets and IoT and automotive and such. Analog is being pushed forward much quicker now than it ever has been. So there's certainly a lot of opportunity. I think you hit the timing right. Can you share some of the lessons you've learned along the way?
Yeah, sure. There's a few of these as well. I guess the number one thing we learned early with analog is that no matter how good the automated layouts are, and this is what we're striving for, right? We're striving for push button, many versions of automated layouts. No matter how good they are, you have to be able to let an expert input their experience into those layouts. Circuit designers and layout engineers can both use Animate. And an experienced analog layout engineer may know what works topologically, for example, in a given design, for example, or for a particular node using his 20 years of experience, he's been doing these things. And if none of the push button layout variants that were produced, they need to be able to sort of interact with the closest one and be able to modify that to be able to achieve what they're getting at. So we came up with a way of doing that while maintaining this polymorphic engine still. And what we came up with is what we call blueprint editing. It operates at a high level of abstraction. So the user can take one of the generated layouts that's close to what he would do by hand. But as I said, using his experience, he knows that this differential needs to be next to this current mirror for whatever reason. And he can just go into that particular layout, drag and drop individual items or the constructs and drop it into a general position within that blueprint view. And the tool then We'll take care of all the fine detail itself, the final placements, the routing adjustments, the DRCs collector, etc., all under the hood. So still utilizing that fully automatic polymorphic engine. He doesn't have to think about those details. It does all that for him. High level of interaction only with the tool. And this high level interaction can be extended to the constraints editing and to the matching editing as well. An important point, there is no polygon level editing within Animate. We're moving the game on from that. So we're really presenting a fully automated solution. And if you interact with it, you interact at a high level, use your experience to influence what the tool will do, but it will still then use that and do a fully automatic solution based on those inputs that you've put in.
Oh, wow, interesting. So let's talk a little bit about the business model. You know, when we first started in EDA, we had our perpetual licenses, you know, that were good for the life of the product. Then we went to subscription-based, and now we're some companies are doing cloud. You've made Animate Preview available for free. That's quite a different business model for EDA. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Certainly. Some of it is free. Not all, of course. We have to make money, right? but as I said, what we believe is a game-changing technology, and we want to get it in the hands of as many circuit designers and layout engineers as possible. You know, we want to avoid the typical EDA cycle of NDAs, the evaluation cycle, you have to evaluation agreements sometimes, the budgeting quotes, etc. It's a long process, and it's something we're very familiar with Unity. So we want to really avoid that and get people just downloading it and getting the benefits of having the visualizations of complete layouts for the circuits, even as the circuit is being developed. You know, the schematic may not even be complete, but as you're doing your schematic, you can see the visualization of your layout appearing straight away, fully automatically. And Animate has been architected from the start with this freemium model in mind. And the tool's use model is key to that also, of course. It is so simple. It has to be simple. So you can just load an open access schematic, and the tool will run and produce multiple results. No interaction at all required. If you don't want to, or you don't need to, that it's purely circuit level load, and away it goes. You get results. In fact, there are no run buttons in the Animate tools at all. If you change a constraint or you make a blueprint edit, as I mentioned before, then all of the layouts that it's generated will just regenerate on the fly as you make any change. If we had lots of buttons, menus, etc., like all typical EDA tools, and I include Unity in that too, then this download model simply would not work. People wouldn't know where to start or how do I do this. Well, the use model is simple. It's designed to be that way to facilitate this model. There are higher levels of Animate available, of course, to which there is a cost. As I said, we do have to make money at the end of the day. But these enable the user to save more of the generated layout back to OA. The free version is a complete version, and therefore you get a complete visualization of the layout, and therefore you get very accurate area estimations and everything else, and nothing missing in that version. The higher versions of Animate will enable you to save more of that layout back to your open access.
Yeah, I think that's quite unique. And I think that probably is what you will need to do to be successful in this market. You know, the analog EDA market has been, you know, some of the toughest markets I've experienced as far as evaluations and implementations. I mean, months and months and months. This type of model certainly will shrink that cycle dramatically. So I think it's brilliant, really. So let's close out here. Just what does the future hold for analog design and PulseIQ? You know, what are your feelings today?
Of course, that is very exciting. I'll come back to that in a second, because on the Unity platform, over the last 1 or 2 years, we have experienced a resurgence in the memory market. It is classified now as a re-emergent market. Lots of new players, DRAM and flash players are coming out. And they're all asking to look to use Unity. A lot of these companies are employing memory experts from the bigger, more established memory companies from previous years. So the re-emerging memory market is certainly going to keep us busy with Unity for a little while going forward. But the exciting thing with Unity as well is because we've now rounded out the vertical, as I said, we do planning and placement technologies and everything in between now, we're really starting to venture out into the adjacent markets of that as well. So that's quite exciting for us going forward. As I said, a company of our size, I think our size, we're going to be busy, and that's exciting in itself for the re-emerging memory market. So there's plenty to be excited about there. And of course, the immediate excitement is indeed the rollout of Animate. It's been a long time in the making, and we're barely 2 months now into the rollout. We launched it in February. It's the general rollout. We have been working with companies in the development of it, of course, before that, but this has been rolling out now since February. And we've seen large numbers of downloads already across lots of different companies. So I'm quite excited and quietly confident of that freemium model. Time will tell, but it's looking good so far. So plenty to be excited about.
Well, I spent some time on your website, pulsic.com. You do have demos. You have everything they need. So anybody listening that's interested, just go to pulsic.com and give it a try. Thank you again. This is a good place to stop. I'm sure we'll be talking with you more, and we're working with you on SemiWiki, so you'll be seeing more from us about this product in the future. So thanks again, Mark, and thank you for everybody for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
My pleasure, Dan.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.